test run. Hi, this is a testy.
Hello, this is a testing. It's a social construct. It's a simulation. I don't understand that when people say simulation. What does that mean?
It means that like we're like actually a computer, like we're Sims. We are okay. Sims. Sims? Sims must be short for simulation.
I thought it was their last name.
Like the is Simpsons it? Or something? No. You can name your Sims what? Anything because it's just a simulation.
I never got on. I don't think I ever had Sims. I had Freddy the Fish. That was in fourth grade.
I think you had Sims because when you gave me your Pebble phone.
Oh, I had Sims
play,
on my phone.
Yeah, I could they play Sims app. On that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't have like the CD. It actually cost quite a bit.
Yeah, I didn't.
And I didn't like asking for things. I don't know.
That you was just downloaded the Sims game?
Yeah, because they got like an app and I did that. And then I had to play Sims in high school for one of my classes. Did you have to do that?
No. Was it family something? Like, why would you have to pay?
Deb Bates.
What was the class course name?
We had to, it was probably the only important class I ever took in high school. And it like taught you, I didn't do it right because I found a cheat code. Like TLC kind of. Did you ever like, we had to take foods or sewing or like.
Right.
Like arts kind of. But this one was mandatory it was like a finance class. Did you take it?
I took finance online.
Okay, is that what it was?
It was personal finance. And you had to, is that what you had to do?
Yes, personal, I think that's what it was.
Finance is how people that are in finance say finance. Finance
really?
Fact.
Yeah. Really?
Really.
Finance?
Finance.
Why?
They say if that you spend all that time and money getting that finance degree so that you've earned the right to call it finance.
So, like, if I get my degree in, like, art, then I have the right to call it ort?
Ert.
Wait, so they literally just made it up?
No, I just think it's a different pronunciation. And I know this because I was a finance TA for a couple years, and the pretentious people would call it finance. True story.
If I was in that class, I would call it Finanque.
Financhi.
Financhi.
Finance, but pronounced like Gucci.
Finucci. If they say finance, I would say finite. Was it finite? What is that word?
Finite means there's an end. So if it's infinite, that's like infinite.
Oh my gosh. Words.
We're learning so much today.
Okay, let's go to grade two.
All right. Second grade.
The finance game, the finance, whatever that, personal finance?
Personal finance.
We had to play Sims, and you're supposed to, like, take out a mortgage and do all this stuff, and you had, like, a little person, and you had to, like, feed your family, and you were given. But the thing is, we were given very, like, strict, like, you had to budget and things like that, and it was really funny because I had, like, some of the wealthiest kids in my class, and they struggled. They didn't understand. Yeah. So, but I ended up dying because I starved myself so I could go.
Yeah, to be fair, Sims is kind of difficult.
Yeah. No, I stopped eating so I could, like buy stuff. And then I died. But we had three lives. Also, like, life. We also have three
like
lives.
Like real life, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a simulation. I think the person who's controlling me or the person who, like, they're like, what is Amanda doing in the corner? And they're like, I don't know. She won't. She's, like, supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
We programmed her, and I don't know. That's how I feel like it's not.
Yeah, my computer user is really glitchy because sometimes I think he or she is super involved in my simulation and they are giving me the food and the goods and giving me sleep. And then other times they've just forgotten about me completely. They're probably off playing with the Tamagotchi. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like maybe if we weren't like a simulation, you know, it's like you're supposed to hit like then maybe you have to hit your quota or like certain things that you have to make your person go through certain things. But my person is like super procrastinator. So he stays up all night, you know, like the night before it's due. And God's like, or whoever says, show me. Yeah, the simulator and the master simulator. Yeah.
Master simulator.
So he's like, okay, Tony. And he's like, oh. And then he's like,
stupid Tony.
I'm just like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then he disappears again for a month.
Yeah.
2 months.
Three, even.
Haven't seen him in years.
Master Simulator? I haven't gone by that name in 26 years.
Yeah.
No, it's good. It's good. I think we have a couple things to address over the previous episodes. We are now recording episode 7, which is crazy.
I just listened to 5.
We haven't aired six. Yeah. Sorry. By the time you're listening to this, 6 will have been aired. So, okay. And it's crazy because a few episodes back, I said most podcasts only last 6 episodes.
We're at 7?
We're at 7. Wow. Can everyone celebrate us?
Isn't 7 like a perfect number? I think I heard that.
Yeah, I guess. I've heard that too.
I don't know why.
If you know why, HMUS. Yeah, it would be hit me us.
Hit me us.
HMUS. Hit you. Dang it. HUU. Hit us up. So anyway, a couple things that people have been asking us over these previous episodes we've recorded.
This surprised me because I don't know what you're going to say here.
Yeah. Well, one thing is a lot of people want to know where Amanda works. And honestly, we haven't reached 100 followers on Instagram. So sorry, guys. You'll never find that out.
Yeah, looks like we will never find out where I work because I want to know. But I can't figure
Amanda's
out.
Boss hasn't told her either. He's mm-mm. waiting for us to reach 100 Instagram.
Yeah. It's really hard at work. I'm always getting in trouble because mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So,
yeah,
I just keep same. Throwing technology around.
Physically doing CrossFit yeah. with computers.
I just keep buying keyboards.
The other question people have asked is, so what's the deal with Scrabble Boy? And I just want to come clean and I want to say it is over. I am ready to play Scrabble with someone new in my life.
Do people really ask these things?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah, really. I'm trying to get Amanda to speak into the mic.
Also, I know I have listened to the podcast, and I know I am farther away from the mic, and so sometimes I'm quiet, and so I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to work.
We're all trying to make progress, and that's what life's about.
It's my simulator's fault. You didn't tell me, so yeah. Well,
life. All right. What should we get into today's topic?
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this. A few years back, probably 10 or so, my mom introduced me to this book called Shadow Divers. And then when I was nannying in California during that horrible summer that
oh my gosh.
I was then homeless, carless, and jobless and was living in your summer condo.
Yeah. Shout out to Nancy, my grandma, who helped her out.
She literally picked me up. I was on the side of the road with my suitcase, nowhere to go. Nancy picked me up and took me to Trader Joe's. And then took me to Amanda's condo where I could spend a week.
It literally was. She was homeless.
Yeah. And carless and jobless. It was crazy. But yeah. Anyway, during that summer, before I was homeless, jobless, carless, etc.
But you're never without Nancy.
I was never without Nancy. That is true. Never Nancy-less.
No. She's always there.
I found Shadow Divers as a book on tape at the library, and they were selling it, so I bought it.
Okay.
So libraries sell things sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I bought Shadow Divers and I listened to that all summer, and I still had it for a few years after that, and I would listen to it about once a year. I would listen to Shadow Divers. It's about 10 hours long, book on tape and CD-ROMs.
Is that like Harry Potter?
I don't know, because I've never listened to Harry Potter, but I'm going with
the worst.
Really?
My sister made me listen to it on the way to California.
Mm-hmm.
I talked the whole time. She said she kept having to turn it down. Their mm-hmm. voices are the same person.
It's the same person doing all of the voices?
So like the girls and then the boys. Yeah. It's just.
It gets a little confusing, I bet.
It was like humorous. It was so bad.
Well, Shadow Divers is also read by one person, but it works because it's not.
Yeah. So what's it? Is it about like sleepwalkers or whatever?
No. I'll get into it. This is a long prelogue.
Not as long as mine from last episode. I didn't even get into.
That's true.
Topic.
We never really got into.
I just
Elon.
Like dropped bombs at the end and then we ended.
Ooh. Anyway, so I listened to this book about once every year. Eventually, I gave the books on tape to a kid I really liked.
Oh, you did?
Because I was like, oh, you should listen to these. And then he never gave them back.
And he would. I could see him like.
JP, if you listen to this podcast, please. I really want my CD tapes back because it's been a while since I've read this book or listened to it on tape. Anyway, so I'm really obsessed with this book, obviously, Shadow Divers. And it's a true story about these deep sea divers that found a U-boat like in off the coast of New Jersey, and they spent 8 years trying to identify what boat this is, and the story is filled with people dying.
Is it true?
It's an all true story. It's a historically accurate nonfiction novel.
Wait, does that have to do with the one that we sunk? No, was that ourselves?
We sunk quite a bit of U-boats.
U-boats?
Like German submarines.
Is that what they call them in Germany?
Well, it would be, I guess, U-boat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's more like whale.
U-boats. Ooh. Ooga.
Wait, so we found us because so we found a U-boat. I don't even know. New Jersey's on the coast. Okay,
yeah. So New Jersey one.
Oh yeah.
New Jersey's on the coast.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
That does explain a lot.
They all had their shirts off and they lived in like Salt Lake, you know.
Although we do that here. Go to like any like student housing. Oh. So I really want to teach you about the crazy story that is Shadow Divers, because it is filled with twists and turns, both underwater and above water. Are you ready?
In middle water.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what middle.
Wait, is this the story where like the we sunk our own ship?
No, I really have no idea what you're referring to. Oh. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I don't either. That's as much as I know.
So I'm going to set the scene for you, Amanda. The year is 1991.
Oh my gosh, that wasn't that long ago.
No. Ryan Gosling is on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Was?
Yeah, that's actually how we got to start.
What?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. So was he on it with like Britney Spears?
And yep.
Dude, what happened to the Mickey Mouse Club? I bet there was some shady stuff going on in the Mickey Mouse Club.
I guarantee.
I bet it was like a cult.
If you could actually research that for the next episode, I would be really intrigued.
Especially because I haven't heard about it. Makes me think it's definitely something. Christina Aguilera, like all those.
Okay, so the year is 1991. And in New Jersey, there's a group of guys. Sorry, diving was really a man's sport. This group of deep sea divers. So pause, deep sea diving, super dangerous sport, right?
You can die, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, you can die doing anything, but it is a very dangerous sport because the deeper you are underwater, the less time you can spend there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
because pressure?
Yeah, because of pressure, and your body needs to acclimate as you rise to the surface. Yeah. And so the deeper you are, it's kind of like when you're hiking Everest, and the higher you are, your brain gets cloudy and you don't make smart decisions. It's just the opposite, right? We're deeper and our brain is cloudy. We're not making smart decisions. And the deeper you are, the more dangerous it is. And you can really only spend a short amount of time that deep of water because you have to spend a long time equalizing and working up.
And it uses all your air.
And uses all your air. If you don't spend that time equalizing when you go up and you just shoot to the surface, then you can get the bends, which is worse than dying.
I thought you explode.
Yeah, that's what the bends is essentially. It's like the blood in your, like the air pockets in your blood explodes. And it is, some people survive, but it is so painful that in diver community, they're like, I would rather die than get the bends.
Bends? B-E-N-D-S?
Yeah.
I thought maybe like they got like scoliosis or like the bends. Why is it called the bends? Is it something to do with your...
Your hand is blue.
Oh my gosh. No, it's the light. Oh.
I thought you were dying.
Alina, I have the bends. No,
that's just I don't know why the nickname is the bends or whatever, but...
I asked too many questions.
No, questions are good. I bet the listener on the other end is asking these exact same questions.
Because when I heard bends, I was thinking, like, you know when people get tetanus? You know when you get tetanus? Mm-hmm. When I had tetanus. I'm just kidding. Like,
throwback.
Yeah, you're like, you bend, like you arch like that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if it had the same effect.
No, I honestly don't know why it's called the bends, but it's not because your body is like arching. Oh.
So your blood expands.
It's something with your blood and the air pockets, and it expands and blows up, and you can survive, but it's a low survival rate. I don't know exact numbers. We'll say 5%.
Oh my gosh, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, and it's very, very incredibly painful. So anyway, the point is, when you're that deep in water, we're talking like they're diving about 230 feet below the surface, and most just divers that do it for fun, they stay around like 80, 100, 150. Mm-hmm. So 230 is really far down.
Yeah.
And when you're that far down, you can't concentrate really well and you'll make dumb mistakes. And so something that was really easy for you to do up at the surface, you'll get clouded and you'll make a dumb mistake and then maybe you shoot to the surface.
What?
And these are crazy things that happen in shadow divers. And these are very skilled divers. Like, top of the game, deep sea divers. There were so many people that died during this book trying to identify this boat just because of the nature of the game.
Oh my gosh. I feel like if I was there, I'd be like, guys, I have a great idea. And I just come up with like the worst. Because I feel like right now, I feel like I could go and find that. Like, if I was there in my head, I'm like, oh, I could figure that out.
Yeah. So it took like 8 years to identify this boat.
And they knew where it was. Because, like, Titanic, I know we found it, like, way
after. Well, they didn't know that this boat was down here. So then when they were like originally they found the boat is the first thing. And no one had any idea that this boat was down here.
In New Jersey?
Yeah, it's just off the coast of New Jersey. And they were just diving for fun and stumble upon this boat. So then they're like, what? We have to figure out what boat this is. And they thought it'd be pretty easy because they're like, someone has to know that a boat has sunk in here, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be records from the war that this boat...
Is New Jersey a common path for boats to go by?
Well, I imagine during the war, sure, right? It's a submarine. It's a sunken submarine.
Yeah.
And so it's on the coast, and I don't know, maybe they were going to New York to bomb... I don't
like, know. I just feel like that's a weird... I don't know, like, New Jersey, how did they end up there?
Well, it's Atlantic Ocean, I don't know. From Atlantic Ocean connects to Europe, and it's a German boat, so...
That's so weird.
Yeah, but what's crazy is they thought it was going to be at the beginning, they're like, oh, this will be easy to identify because there's probably records of boats sinking down here and we just haven't found their location. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't find any records of a German boat that had sunk over in that location. So then they were scouring and it took years and they had to keep diving to try to find information on the boat to identify the boat from there as opposed to finding records. And the records, they could say, oh, yeah, it was recorded that a boat sunk around this location. This must be that boat. They had to do it the opposite way. They had to dive down, risk their lives. I mean, they didn't have to. They just did this.
They had to.
They had to for this podcast. Dive down, risk their lives, and find something on the boat, be it some kind of identification.
Yeah, like US 6947.
Exactly. Some social security tag for the boat. And there's kind of two different groups that are racing to find this information. So they're also, it's more dangerous because people are racing to do this. They want to be the first to identify this boat, right? Because it would be amazing. Like, what bragging rights? And but because they're racing, then they're also getting sloppy.
Yeah.
And people did, like I've mentioned.
Yeah, that's where I would be like, never mind.
So anyway, this is back in the 90s, and...
Did they have those machines, like, you know, on Titanic? Did they have those back then?
I don't know what machines you're referring to,
I'm sorry.
Have
you seen Titanic?
Not all the way.
Like the beginning when they have a remote control? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. They have like a remote control, and they control this like camera, and it floats through the Titanic.
I don't know, it was the 90s. Yeah. I really don't know. I don't think they used those, though. They had not the best equipment.
How deep was it?
230 feet. Mm-hmm. At first, they tried finding stuff from the outside of the boat as a way to identify it. And they were just turning up short.
And it's so dark down there.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't dive it all year long, right? Atlantic Ocean, kind of cold, I guess. And there's times where it had really good visibility and really bad visibility. And so there was only like a small window during the year that they could dive this boat, which is why then in the off season they were always researching and going to different archives and doing that. And then on the on season, diving in these small windows to find information in and on the boat.
Okay, I just looked up this. It says, the wreck of the RMS Titanic lies at a depth of about 12,500 feet.
No way.
Because I know we've never been able to go down there. We have to send a remote control guy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because that's really far down there.
But I guarantee, like, this was probably newer. It was U-boat. How like, from World War II to when they found it?
I guarantee the Titanic sunk before World War II. Didn't the Titanic sink in, like, the 20s or early 1900s?
I think it was the 20s because they also thought that it was, there's, like, people who say now that they think it was part of, like a terrorist attack from like one of the, but it wasn't because it was an iceberg. Yeah. So
no, but this U-boat that sunk in 1945, so it's part of World War II.
Okay.
And they, spoiler alert, I'm kind of jumping around in the story, but they eventually do discover what boat this is, and then they start doing all this research because they wanted to reach out to the families of people that were on this boat and let them know, hey, we found where your loved ones are buried.
Yeah.
Which was sweet. And so in the book, it kind of flips between talking about the people who were on the boat during the time and then the people that are working to discover the boat. And so it'll flip between, like, the Germans, soldiers that were on this boat and the lives they had at home and the girlfriends and the...
So, like, the past?
Yeah.
Like Titanic?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
And then, like, the current people studying it?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, that's like Titanic. I love Titanic. Shout out to Titanic and Whitney.
So there's like two main guys in this book, Chatterton and Kohler. And they spent like they're 8 years. Yeah, they're divers. They're deep sea divers. Chatterton. And they're buddies. And they spent like 8 years towards this research. And they got so engrossed. Like, it ruined their marriages. It ruined their jobs. Like, they became obsessed with figuring this out. Like, that it
Bigfoot, that ruined his marriage. The guy who said he saw Bigfoot. Oh, and Elon Musk, when he, that's why she divorced him, is she said he became so obsessed. There's a lot of people who were like incredibly smart, and I feel like it's almost like that stump, that wall in front of them just takes over their whole life, and they like need, it's like an irrational need to be able to figure something out. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, I think sometimes people just get something in their head and they can't let it go, and they're like, wow, if only I had spelled a different word in Scrabble, maybe I would still be in a relationship with Scrabble Boy. You know, it's like crazy. Like,
yeah. Well, I do that too, but it's stuff that nobody really cares about necessarily. Like for me, it's trying to find like a photo or trying to put something together from IKEA, even though I don't have all the pieces, but I'll like look a million times for the pieces.
Yeah.
And then I just, yeah.
But then imagine doing that on such a grand scale that it takes over your entire life.
This whole time I'm just putting together this desk and my kids and my husband are like, Amanda, come outside.
I'll solve this Billy Ikea like, furniture.
You're missing a screw. And then I'll be like, that's a metaphor.
The real screw was the friends we made along the way.
The real screw. I just blew in your face. The real screw.
The real screw up was you.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, this story is kind of jumping everywhere because there's so much I want to say. And like, I can't possibly summarize 10 hours worth of CD recordings I've listened to on repeat in the 40-minute podcast.
Yeah. I don't even know for sure if this is actually a German U-boat or not.
It is. Okay, so jumping to the U-boat, they do eventually discover it is the U-896. And
that's a good one.
And they do a lot of research to figure out what happened to this U-896. How did it end up at the bottom of this ocean? And there's no records and stuff. And what they come to find is the boat most likely sunk because of its own torpedo. So I don't know how much you know about torpedoes.
I used to play with them when I was in the pool when I was like 6.
Okay, so you know how you can kind of make a torpedo boomerang?
No.
I didn't either.
Because the ones that I had that I bought at the store in the pool, they just went one way.
Okay, well, apparently some of them, as in the one from the U-896, they sent off. And it came around, boomeranged, and torpedoed their own boat.
I feel like that's like, there's divine, like, God's interfering in that. I just don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah, I don't know the science of torpedoes enough, but this is my theory. It must be somehow a little bit computerized. So there must have been, like, a computer glitch that was like, oh, go this way. Wait, just kidding.
360, yeah.
Yeah.
Or 180.
Because it can't possibly be, like, a current that's, like,
yeah, you know? Or like it saw a shark and it was like, nope.
Not today. Or a dolphin, rather, because they're like, dolphins.
Yeah. Dolphins are,
I don't want to get hurt by a dolphin.
Yeah, that's like, that's long-term mental issues.
Yeah. So it instead torpedoed back and hit the own boat. It's, to me, that theory
of... Did they find the torpedo in there?
Yeah, I think. I can't remember, though. But to me, it's that theory of when you point at someone, you have three fingers pointing back at you.
Three torpedoes.
You send a torpedo out,
three will hit you.
So yeah, it's really sad.
Dolphins kind of look like torpedoes. What if they use dolphins in like past civilizations as like cases for, I don't know where my mind is going. You're reading, and so I'm just saying my thoughts out loud, and that's terrifying. Okay,
that's
but dolphins look like torpedoes.
Yeah, they do. I've never thought about it until you said it, and now that you say it, I want a t-shirt that says dolphins look like torpedoes.
We knew this girl from high school, and her husband looks exactly like a dolphin. Do you know what I'm talking about? He looks like a dolphin. And every time I show it, like, it's just so crazy how much he looks like a dolphin.
But you know what? Some man's dolphin is another man's wife.
Some man's baby is another girl's dolphin. So that's what they say.
Some pet dolphin belongs at SeaWorld.
Más o menos. That's what I used to say in my Spanish class.
Más o menos.
When my teacher would ask me questions.
Más o menos. The deaths. This is kind of sad. So three guys died during the 8 years of trying to identify the boat. One was a father-son team.
Oh.
And it was like the last dive of the day. They shot up. Like, boom.
And they did their blood explode? Oh my gosh. So wait, so did they, so did like they float to the surface?
I think they might have died later in the hospital.
Oh, so they didn't, I thought they actually exploded. Like Pompeii, their heads exploded.
Oh, no, no, no.
That kind of reminds me of one time when I was in Hawaii with my family. My dad told me to swim. He was like telling me to swim out farther with him. And he was like, hurry, come here. And so I started swimming out really far. And then he like dove down under and he was like, look. And I didn't know what's going on. And then the lady started screaming at me to come back. And then there was a whale underneath me and I was crying. And so pretty much my dad almost killed me. I could have been eaten by a whale.
You know, there was that one guy we knew who broke his femur scuba diving by a whale.
Yes, that happened the day before the whale swam under me. But he was in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
But it's a great story.
It is a great story. We spent one evening, like, 4 hours trying to find the video of it.
We
found it.
It took, like, I'm really good at finding stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, that's my thing.
Forte.
Yes. Like, if you need information on someone, I'm your girl. But, yeah, this video I couldn't find.
I found the information. So the father-son team, they were diving, and they were trying to retrieve the captain's logbook, which would have had information that could have identified the boat. And their whole dream was to make it into, like, the Divers Hall of Fame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they were both very technical divers, but...
The Divers Hall of Fame. It's everyone's dream.
Yeah.
Didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they have Hall of Fames for everything. Anyway, they died. It was really sad.
Know what else to say? Is that them on the cover?
Yeah.
The thing that freaks me out is the cave diving. That's where I get claustrophobic. I can barely even go in a cave. Remember when we went to the St. George Caves? I'm okay with them, but now what starts to freak me out is there's so many spiders that you don't see because, like, you're not looking at them. But I started looking at them the past two times I went in caves, and I'm like...
I just got the jitterbugs. Jitterbugs. You don't know that song?
No. Oh. Doesn't it say jitterbug over and over again?
Yeah, jitterbugs.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
And then eventually...
What's the definition of jitterbugs?
Jitterbugs.
What's that?
I don't know what jitterbugs are.
I'm gonna look at the definition.
Jitterbugs. Da-da-da-da. That's how it goes. Da-na-na-na-na.
Is that Elvis?
No. No, but fun fact about Elvis, they're making a biop. For his life.
A biopsy?
A biopsy. A biopic film. And right now there's five guys in the running to play Elvis, one of which is Harry Styles. The other is Miles Teller, who admittedly looks more like Elvis than the other ones. But the one I really want to get the role is Ansel Elgort. My love.
Oh, who are the other two?
I don't know.
Mm.
I didn't recognize them.
They should have someone just like way, like Billy Ray Cyrus. Just like somebody just like... off the wall who's like semi, I don't know, relevant, and they're trying to like push somebody
propaganda.
Doesn't fit. Yeah, they're like, he worked Elvis. In that song, he worked in Old Town Road, let's just see if he can work, just do Elvis.
You know what's crazy is Elvis is just is just pelvis without the P, and you could come up with a lot of names by taking off the first consonant off of a body part.
And his twin that he ate in the womb was named Patricia. No. No, was her name
I didn't know that they had named the twin that he ate in the womb.
Oh, well, no, he didn't eat her. Where did I? Oh,
his aunt always said that he ate her in the womb, but Elvis's aunt always blamed him. It'll probably be in the biop starring either Miles Teller, Harry Styles, or Ansel Elgort.
No, yeah, he didn't eat Dwight. I was thinking of The Office when Dwight says that he ate his twin in the womb. So that was, I just mixed two stories.
Jitterbug.
Sometimes I wonder if people just like, look back at their life and then they're like, I gotta find a story, like a good story to milk.
Mm.
And then they just kind of like pick one and then they're like, that's a good one. Cause I remember.
I'll run with that.
Yeah. Cause I remember when people would tell really sad stories and then I was like in middle school and stuff. I'm like, I don't got
no sad story.
And then I was bullied for the rest of my life. So.
Well, you could go with the shark bite one.
Yeah, I could go with, the shark bite, everyone took the shark bite and ran.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in high school. People took the shark bite and then ran with it.
Tell us the real story.
I got like, so because everyone would be like, oh man, like tell about your shark bite. So I would tell it, and then I got so used to telling like the shark bite story that I had that one just as down as I had like the real story.
Oh right, yeah, that happens.
Yeah, and like in my memory, like I can imagine. I mean, it wasn't real,
mm-hmm.
but like
I almost feel the bite of the shark.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think you were the one who like start like we said some story, and you were like, yeah, and it was a tiger shark. So I had to run with tiger, because I was like, now it's a tiger shark, I gotta stick with tiger shark. I don't even know if they have.
I don't even think tiger sharks would even bite someone's arm. Like, tiger sharks are like the baby ones.
Yeah. And so I have a giant scar on my arm from a shark. Just kidding. No, it was from soup. Soup.
Mm-hmm. Campbell's?
Possibility. Are they still? Yeah, they're still a thing. Yeah, I just Campbell's. Don't watch commercials anymore.
Campbell's is built to stay.
Oh, I worked for this lady and she was married to the CFO of Campbell's.
Well, well, well.
And then he got in trouble for getting a drunk driving thing. And so they paid him to buy him out of the company. Like, they bought him out of the company because they didn't want his bad publicity. And now he's still an alcoholic. I don't know if that's a secret.
That was really depressing.
But,
Yikes. There was an alcoholic in Shadow Divers, too. He was, like, the guy who owned the boat that kept taking them out on all these expeditions. And he eventually
drank
died.
Himself to death?
Yeah, he did.
I feel like boat
really
people
sad.
Are really... Boat people and drinking is, like, yeah. No matter if it's fishing or...
It fits.
Yachting.
Yachting.
Yachting. Yachty.
Yachting. Yacht, but pronounced like Nacht, the German word for naked. Yacht.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you're like, get Yacht.
No, Nacht.
Nacht?
Yeah.
That was perfect German if you just heard what I just said.
Crystal clear. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry that Shadow Divers is kind of depressing, but I'm just so fascinated by this whole deep sea diving thing. If you ever want to talk to me, this goes for you, listener, too. If you ever want to talk to me about Shadow Divers, I'd probably marry you. I say that with a caveat because you also have to be like a perfect match for me, but you know, it could work.
Yeah. For me, it's Susan. If you know about Susan Powell, just as much as I know about Susan Powell, mm-hmm. we'll get along.
Nifty. I think the host of the Cold Podcast is single, so he might be the perfect match
but
for
I feel
you.
Like he would try to be like, did you know this? And then I'd be like, yeah, I knew that like years ago. Like, I was obsessed with this when I was like 12.
So take that, Dave Crowley.
I'm psychotic. So take that. I've been obsessed with murder since.
Put that in your juice box
but
and slurp it.
I knew she was in Draper. I knew that Draper was involved. Mm. I kept saying she could be across the street. I've been saying that for years. And guess what? He got off on my exit.
He got off on your exit.
He killed himself. So that's another term for killing yourself. And he did. I learned that from somebody's dad said that one time. And I was like, what the? You know, like when dads still say thongs when they mean flip-flops. Yeah. They just use terms and you're like, I don't think you know what that means
anymore.
You
shouldn't use thong anymore, Dad.
Yeah. He was like, girls, go get your thongs. I was with my friend. And I was like, what did your dad just say, Alexa? And she was like, he calls them that. I don't.
He means flip-flops. I swear.
Nobody says thongs anymore.
And then he's like, honey, where's my prostitute?
Yeah.
And she's like, that's just what he calls ham sandwiches.
He calls that his backpack is his prostitute.
It's really old school.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, what?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that should be good for today.
Yeah. More three deaths. We can do more tomorrow.
Three today, four tomorrow, five to go. In and out. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I just always get so happy when I look at our numbers and see that we steadily have
stagnant.
40 people listening.
Really?
Yeah.
We have 40 people who listen
to
us.
Yeah, I think it's really cool.
I feel so flattered when people tell me that, like, that they listen.
Yeah,
and then they'll
too.
Say something that I'm like, oh my gosh, you're actually telling the truth because
yeah.
you just said that.
And when they message us and they're like, oh, this and this, I love this, or who was that, or we hate your guts. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, I know. And I stop saying I'm sorry whenever people tell me that they listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Because then they get really weird and then it's uncomfortable.
Mm.
And it's
that's just, we don't want that.
They're like, why are you saying sorry? And I'm like, I don't know. I just I feel like maybe you'll have long-term issues. But guess what?
Hmm.
We'll be here for you if you have long-term issues.
We're here for you.
And then we help you get over them.
We cause and we cure. And fun little tidbit. This is a fun fact to wrap up this episode. The therapist I go to used to be the therapist for Lindsay Lohan. So
what?
We can help you as much as he helped Lindsay. Which, okay.
Where is she?
I don't know where Lindsay's at, but.
So we can't help you, but we'll try.
Yeah. We'll do our best.
We'll listen. I'll talk.
We'll talk. You listen. How about that?
We're like, no, no, no. Okay. Yeah. Well.
Adios.
Chayo. What the?